This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What the hell is going on in Pittsburgh with the Steelers? And what else is going on around the NFL? Aditi Kinkabwala joins us on the show at Kinkabwala. I almost said at NFL Network. She's from the NFL Network. She's at A Kinkabwala on Twitter. Good luck spelling it. Hello, Aditi.
Thanks for that. Thank you. You're not helping people.
So what? No, they can. It's Twitter. They can. Once they get to the A Kink, they'll eventually be. It will just pop down like, oh, A Kinkabwala, and then they can follow you.
Have you tried that? Do you know that that really works?
Well, no, I follow you already, so it doesn't matter. When I put the A in, you're already one of the people that come in.
Well, that works that well.
Yeah, if I search.
Yeah, although today, if you were reading my tweets from Heinz Field, you were probably thinking, what?
Oh, my God. One thing. Okay, real quick. Is Patrick Mahomes the real deal? It looks like he is.
Yes. Yes. What? Notice there was zero hesitation. Yes, yes, ooh. Yes. I mean, part of it, Andy Reid does get a piece of the credit because Andy Reid really, truly is a very good coach and a very brilliant offensive mind. But Pat Mahomes is 100% the real deal.
I mean, that kid is the cat's ass. 23 of 28. He only had 5 incomplete passes today. Oh, my God.
And he didn't even have to resort to any sort of schoolyard excitement. I mean, this is all legitimately within the parameters of a timing-based, detail-oriented offense. He's good.
My goodness gracious. What's going on with the Steelers? Why are they struggling?
Because they're struggling. Because they're not focused. Because they're not particularly detail-oriented. Because there's a lot of ancillary nonsense going on around the Steelers.
I understand that they were down, what was it? Was it 21-0 at first blush?
21-0 in the first quarter.
All right,
and
so they don't.
Storming back in the second quarter, tied the game at 21 apiece heading into halftime. And then in the third quarter, the Chiefs came out and scored on 3 consecutive possessions, perhaps 4.
Why?
And.
Well, why don't they even try to establish the run whatsoever in the second half? I understand abandoning 21-0. I mean, you got to get something going. But to completely abandon the run like that?
You know, it's funny that you say that because I had that conversation with Bruce Gutkowski, who was the backup cornerback here for many years, on the way home. And I said, look, I understand why you very, very quickly are down 21-0. You feel like this is an offense that can put up points at will. You want to sort of catch up a bit. And so the Steelers are throwing the ball very quickly early. But once it's 21-all, now here's what happened. It was 21-all, and then the Chiefs came out at halftime, scored immediately. But even at 28-21, it's still, I mean, it's a one-possession game. It's a one-score game. There's no reason not to establish the run right there. And it's especially against the Kansas City Chiefs team that the last 3 times you've seen them, you've run all over them. The Steelers had run for 500 yards in their last 3 meetings. So it seemed a little silly. And what Bruce Gutkowski said to me is that it's a lot about an attitude. And once you're already down 21-0, it feels as if you're constantly playing catch-up, whether you are or you're not. But that, I mean, that's a huge hole.
Yeah,
21-0 at the end of the first quarter?
But again, you go in. Yeah, I know you got 12. You got barely 5 minutes because you know everybody's got to use the bathroom and then everything else. But
right,
you can't just go, okay, let's reset ourselves now and commit to something there. If it's the throw's working, so we're going to throw it 60 times today.
No, I mean definitely that was a mistake for sure, and especially because you're trying to keep the ball away from the Chiefs and their quick strike offense. I don't know. I mean, that's an answer that we'll find out later this week. Mike Tomlin was not asked that in his post-game press conference, and the offensive coordinator won't speak until Thursday.
Well, you know who could help that running game out?
Where's
he at?
Potential number 26?
Where's he at? What's he going to do?
I think the last we heard of him was South Beach. He was in Miami, correct?
Now I know it's become personal with the players and him, with his teammates. Are they going to do something or get off the pot here? What's going to go on? Because this is blatant. You lost to a good football team at home. You're 0-1-1. It feels like they're 0-2. I'm not hitting panic buttons over here because it's still early and they play in a... I still don't know what the Bengals are going to be. I know they've been impressive through the first 2 weeks, but you don't play in the best division ever, so I'm trying to find ways over here, Dee.
Don't you look at that Ravens win, that Ravens week one win, a little bit differently after what the Bills did this week?
Oh, yeah. The Bills are a bad football team.
I know, but when the Ravens were up so much and played so, I don't know, dominantly at week one, weren't we all like, oh, the Ravens, the Ravens, the Ravens?
Oh, I wasn't.
Suddenly.
No way.
Oh, you weren't?
No, not me. Because, honestly, I felt the Bills made a major mistake letting Tyrod go, even though it was for a third-round pick, and they didn't set up Josh Allen the right way, and I was nervous for Josh Allen, which I didn't think he was that bad today, but that's a Bills situation, not a Steelers situation.
Well, it didn't start out particularly well.
Well, you didn't think it was going to start off particularly well.
No, but the final score was significantly closer.
Oh, they got their asses handed to him, and I thought they would get their asses handed to him, but I thought he himself stood in there and delivered basically the best he possibly could under the situation.
How many times was he sacked? I mean, the last I looked, it was three.
He had five. He had five, but now they've put him in there, and the only thing they got left to do, I mean, he averaged right in the neighborhood I wanted him to average on his completions. Here we are talking Buffalo Bills quarterbacking here. I thought he's handed a terrible situation. Aditi Kinkabwala hitting the hookah as she talks to us. He's handed a terrible situation, and I thought he tried to make the best of it, basically, and I wasn't that upset. I wasn't upset with him. I'm much more upset with Vontae Davis retiring midway through the game than I am about anything Josh Allen did.
Did you see statement then?
Yeah, that was pretty nuts.
And it reads as this incredibly well thought out, okay, this is where I was, but at halftime? You pulled that all out at halftime? And so that was it?
You know he had that feeling after the Ravens game.
Well, I'm sure, but I mean, to leave at halftime?
Yeah.
That's pretty insane. You know what the craziest thing about that, though, is that won't even be the most insane thing happened in the first month of this football season. I mean, a couple of weeks, that won't even make the top 10.
Yeah, something else will be more insane. Aditi Kinkabwala joining us on the show. So, real quick, is there anything that's going to happen between Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers, or are we just at a standstill here and everybody needs to think forward?
Well, it's a given that you need to think forward. This is the end of that relationship, but there's still intrigue associated with when Le'Veon Bell is coming back.
Mm.
And although that deadline is week 10 for him to get the accrued season, et cetera, et cetera, I wouldn't be surprised to see him sooner than that. His agent says that his goal is still to have the best year of his career. Hard to do that if you're not actually here.
How are the fans taking this right now?
Most are on the ledge, and I don't mean to joke about that, but Steelers fans make judgments very, very quickly. I mean, this is a team that was booing three possessions into the first quarter of their first home game.
Mm. Well, that's not very good.
You don't sound like you have much sympathy for
well,
that.
Well, no, I really don't. I mean, I don't have sympathy for the fans. I don't think they want sympathy or pity. I think they want their football team to win. And when their team's not doing well, I mean, let's be serious here. The Jacksonville Jaguars, even though it was week 2, they tried to make a statement today, and they did. And other teams around the league are trying to assert themselves with dominance here. It was supposed to be New England and Pittsburgh. I still think New England will be fine. Pittsburgh right now, I'm looking around going, what the hell are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
How New England can lose to the Jaguars so convincingly, and you still feel that the Patriots will be okay. You're not so sure about the Steelers.
Because they've done it so many times before. I mean, I'm looking at the same Chiefs football team, not the same team overall, you get what I'm saying, but the same franchise, that at one point we thought 2 weeks into the season had buried Tom Brady forever a handful of years ago when Jimmy Garoppolo came in. You remember that?
Of course, yes.
So I can't once, when I'm not convinced the guy could die, when I'm convinced a person is not necessarily mortal, I can't necessarily say that they're going to be out of it forever. And that's what I see with Tom Brady. You understand what I'm saying there.
I do get that. And this is so fun, and really this is such a fun weekend because so many games come down to the very end of the game.
Mm-hmm. Didi Kinkabwala joining us on the show. Well, there was plenty of games that came down to the end of it. I'm just, again, I got to look at what Pittsburgh did, and I mean, this is going to be something that Pittsburgh fans are going to feel hellish, and Mike Tomlin's going to get blamed, and you got to find a way to dig the thing out of the fire. Let me ask you about Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And you seem like you're a little bit concerned there.
No.
Did I lose? Okay.
No, I'm just thinking about it because the truth of the matter is it's not anything that I've necessarily seen this year. It's just their track record, which is exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And in theory, you should say, well, history doesn't really matter, but I guess when you're Tom Brady, it does.
Do the Browns get a win against the Jets on Thursday night?
They certainly need to. They're playing at home in primetime against a rookie quarterback, but I don't know. I mean, do you sit here and say, well, my gosh, the Browns had a chance to win against two teams that ostensibly are going to the Super Bowl? I mean, how many people have both the Steelers and the Saints going to the Super Bowl? So do you say, okay, this is clearly progress, that they played against both of these teams so close,
yeah,
and really should have beaten both teams? Or do you say, well, they got that close and couldn't win?
Well, Didi, you know, week one's one thing. Week one, you know, and that was bad weather, but week one tends to be sloppy regardless. Week two, and to play that well and to have something happen that many times over and over, it should hurt, and it does hurt for a Browns fan. And it just feels that, man, if they get one, then eventually it could turn into something. But, of course, people are going to look at Hugh Jackson and Tyrod. And I know you defend Tyrod Taylor, and I don't blame you, but when they're looking for whatever they can to finally win. I mean, this is a team that hasn't won in nearly two calendar years. This is rough.
Well, no matter what, they're likely going to Baker Mayfield at some point this year just for the development of the franchise moving forward.
Well,
I mean, no matter what, unless the Browns are in the playoffs or in contention for a playoff spot and they don't want to mess with that.
Well,
but otherwise, this is just like Eli Manning's rookie year.
I'll leave you with this because I know you want to. I just heard you yawn, so I know you want to go sleepy night nights. There are 10 days between Thursday night and Sunday afternoon against the Oakland Raiders. That's a lot of time to prepare a rookie if they wanted to do it. I'm just pointing it out.
Very fair. It's also a lot of time for an interim head coach to take over. I'm not saying that that's what's happening. I'm just throwing
out
there.
Oh, Aditi, I'm just saying that because some people go, oh, Ken, you're crazy. I go, you got to live in my world. You don't think people are going to call up on Friday morning and talk about how Hugh Jackson, well, they're going to call. It doesn't matter. They can call in the middle of June and talk about Hugh Jackson needing to go.
I'm saying is that you can say that it's a lot of time for a lot of different things.
It's true. It is true. Aditi, I got to run. And I know you got to run. I thank you for the time.
Well, I desperately appreciate your giving me the time. Have a wonderful rest of the show.
Yes.
Hope you'll stay awake until 2 a.m.
Oh, I will stay awake.
How you do it.
I will stay awake fine. You go to Betty Buys and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.